Unit 5. Communication Technologies.
Reading. Page 72. Task 3. Computers. Computers have become a vital part of everyday life. You can find them in business, science, medicine, and in schools, and perhaps even at home. A computer is an electronic machine which can be used to store, process, and display data. There are many types of computer, and among them are a personal computer, or PC, which can be a desktop with a tower case, or a desktop computer with a desktop case, a laptop that is smaller than a desktop, a notebook that is like a laptop but is smaller, a sub-notebook that is even smaller, and a handheld computer which is usually called a palm top. There are embedded computers which are found inside other machines such as fridges and cars, for example. A computer is just a machine, but a computer system consists of two main elements, the machine and programs, or hardware and software. Hardware refers to the physical components of the system. The components are mechanical and electronic. The central idea of a computing system is that input is processed into output. Input is data which is entered into the computer, and output is the result of processing done by the computer. Usually printed out or displayed on the screen, different computer systems can be called computer platforms. The potential uses of computers are infinite. We can mention some of the most common current uses of computers in everyday life: personal, educational, and commercial. People use the internet to explore their personal hobbies and interests, to find information to access goods and services, such as booking a holiday or a flight, ordering books and DVDs, or doing their banking online. Computer users make contacts and keep in touch with people all over the world using email or internet telephony, send photos to family and friends through email attachments. In the world of leisure, computer games and multimedia, audio or video, are very popular. Many internet users actually add to the internet by making their own home pages using HTML code, the language which allows to create web pages. Other users write and publish blogs. A blog is a website where a user creates and regularly updates a journal that reflects the views of the writer. Internet users may also enjoy making their own podcasts for others to download and enjoy photos, music, and video. In schools and universities, students use word processing programs to write essays and projects, presentations, and databases. The internet is also an important educational tool and is used in distance learning. Online learning is popular. It uses the internet as a medium for instructions and educational development. A virtual learning environment, VLE, is a software system designed to help teachers in the management of educational courses for their students by creating a virtual classroom. It is a virtual place on the internet where teachers and students can meet and use electronic learning tools such as video conferences, online classrooms, whiteboards, chat rooms, and so on. E-commerce, business conducted on the internet, is becoming an ever more important part of our lives. Through its website, a company can offer computer users the opportunity to order and pay for goods and services using their credit cards on the internet. Graphics and desktop publishing, DTP, programs are important tools in professions such as publishing and advertising. Companies can also use computer-assisted design, CAD, programs to design and test new products without building a working model. Computers enable users to make notes, arrange appointments, and index details of business contacts. Computers reduce the amount of paper used in an office. There are many career choices in your future that cannot be available without computer skills. The growing use of computers increases the need for employees with computer knowledge and training. If you are a computer literate person, the career opportunities are limitless for you.